Have you ever had that experience in the confessional? You know intellectually what you've done is wrong, but your heart is kind of hard.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday of the second week of Advent.
Welcome. We continue on our reflections on St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. Before we do, just want to say thank you so much for all your comments in the YouTube section and also in the Facebook group. It's a real honor and joy for Janelle and I to be able to serve you this way from the basement of our home. So thank you. Want to go first?
Yes. Okay. So I find St. Alphonsus, like, it's actually kind of like, I don't know if cute is the right word, but he really is so passionate about the religious life and really feels like people should strongly discern the call to the religious life. And almost like, I don't think he would go as far as saying that your salvation is guaranteed if you enter the religious life, but it sounds pretty close. But then he talks about how a lot of these saints really had difficulty, you know, sometimes following their vocation because their parents would prevent them from entering, you know, the convent or the monastery or whatever. And he goes into some of these stories, and it actually reminded me of a book that my son and I are reading together. It's about St. Thomas Aquinas. And, you know, at one point he was locked up in a tower for 18 months by his mother because he wasn't entering the right monastery. Anyhow, it's true. Some of these people really had difficulty. But you know, even in today's society, like, you know, I know different people who've discerned religious life, and it is difficult sometimes for parents to, you know, allow their children to follow God's call for them. And so, you know, we just continue to pray, you know, for people, for vocations, for the parents, for the one discerning too.
Yeah, there was a comment that I saw, or received a comment a little while ago, about somebody who said, would you really want your son to be a priest?
Of course.
And
of course I would.
He was referring to the state of the church as he saw it, with the scandals, things priests have done, bishops have done, even cardinal, referring to Cardinal McCarrick, ex-Cardinal McCarrick, and is saying, would you really want your son to be associated with that? And my response to this would be, why would we let somebody else's sin steal the vocation of one of our children? It's thy will be done, regardless of what other people have done. I want to say that the priests that we know and the priests that I've met are awesome people. There's a couple of bad apples out there. I don't know any. Yes, I would want my children to fulfill God's will, whether that be the religious life, in the priesthood, married, single, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it just doesn't matter. Yeah. God's will be done.
Right, and the truth is, like, even when it comes to the priesthood, how else are we going to receive the sacraments other than from the hands of a priest? So we need our priests, so let us pray for more priests. St. Peter of Alcantara, when he went to the monastery to become a religious and was fleeing from the house of his mother, under whose obedience he had lived since the death of his father, found himself prevented by a wide river from advancing any further. He recommended himself to God and at the same instant saw himself transported to the other side.
What a cool story.
Yeah, and St. Alphonsus has a number of those in here.
As a parent, I don't want to be the obstacle to my child's vocation. And also it highlights, if we have a sincere heart in seeking God's will, he provides the way, even to the point of transferring us across a wide river. Mm-hmm. Some people might think that, well, did that really happen? And I think what we've done with the spiritual life in Catholicism is we've just like removed everything that's supernatural. Hey, we have a supernatural faith, friends. We believe that God dwells amongst us in the sacraments. He's there truly present in the Eucharist. He can do the impossible. He's been raised from the dead. We believe in impossibilities.
Okay, so St. Alphonsus actually does talk, remind us again how deeply offended God is from our sin. And this is actually a very strong theme. If you ever study Our Lady of Fatima, you know, Our Lady of Fatima reiterates over and over how deeply offended God is. St. Margaret of Cortona never ceased to shed tears for her sins. One day her confessor said to her, Margaret, no more tears. It is enough. Our Lord has already forgiven thee. What? Answered the saint. How can my tears and my sorrows suffice for the sins for which my Jesus was afflicted all his life long?
So when we hear a quote like that, we might think, well, we're not moved to tears because of our sin. I mean, not on a regular basis, you know, or very rarely. We see an example in the saints of real contrition for sin. And so that is a gift. How can we dispose our hearts to the gift? By asking for it, by praying. I would say also by meditating upon the passion of Jesus Christ. But this gift of sorrow for sin must be sought after so that we can truly repent with our whole hearts. And I can tell you, I'm on the fence sometimes with my sin. I don't feel sorrow for sin. So I confess by faith and not by feeling. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that experience in the confessional? You know intellectually what you've done is wrong, but your heart is kind of hard. What should you do? Because you don't feel remorse, but you know you should feel remorse. Hey, at least that's a start. So go into the confessional and just confess mm-hmm. by faith and allow God to soften that heart. So we have imperfect contrition for sin. That's a good start. It's a step towards perfect contrition.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good reminder that if you have not yet been to confession this Advent, it's a really great time to go.
Friends, thanks for watching. Pray the rosary along with us right up there. Comment below what stood out to you and why, and we'll see you tomorrow.